Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Got a story here sent by a whole bunch of people, including Mike, and the headline says it all. The feds can film your front porch for 68 days without a warrant, according to the court. So what happened here, of course, is law enforcement set up a camera to surveil a man's house, and they're filming the front of his house for 68 days. And apparently they found something they thought was relevant, and they wanted to use it against him. The man sought to suppress it by saying, you can't just film my house for months on end. And the court said, actually, yeah, they can. And they say the privacy is diminished due to the proliferation of video cameras throughout society. So Maxwell Zeff wrote this for Gizmodo, and it happened in Kansas where law enforcement recorded the front of a man's home for 68 days straight, 15 hours a day, and obtained evidence to prove him guilty on 16 charges. The officers did not have a search warrant. They were using a camera on a pole positioned across the street to capture the front of his home. A federal court ruled that it was okay for law enforcement to do so in what's potentially a major reduction in privacy law. They say here that he had no reasonable expectation of privacy in a view of the front of his house, said the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. As video cameras proliferate throughout society, regrettably, the reasonable expectation of privacy from filming is diminished. And I'm not sure that what they're saying there in such broad strokes, it makes as much sense as they think it does. Because it's one thing for someone to walk by and look at your house. It's another thing for someone to walk by with a camera and look at your house. But for the government to set up a camera that just sits there and watches your house for 68 days, albeit for only 15 hours a day, that's still a bit much. What if they wanted to see in your backyard? Could they get a taller pole and look in the backyard? Could they put the camera on a pole and face it towards the second story of a two-story house where somebody's going to go, I don't need to close the drapes because no one can see up here. Unless, of course, there's a camera on that pole. And by the way, what if it's not a camera on a pole? What if it's a camera on a drone, but it's above the public property? Okay, see, and there's all kinds of problems here. The man in question is an Army veteran. He's found guilty of lying about his disability status to collect benefits from the VA. However, the concerning part of the case stems from how VA officers collected evidence against him. He appealed his case, arguing that the months-long surveillance of his home crossed a line, constitutional. However, the federal court ruled that law enforcement can videotape the outside of your home, partially because of how prominent video cameras have become in society. Federal court's decision says that video cameras have become ubiquitous, one of my favorite words. It means they're everywhere, and have therefore diminished our expectations of privacy. Police officers wear body cameras now, cell phones have cameras, and many doorbells record your porch. The court isn't wrong that cameras are everywhere. And here's the thing. A police officer walks up to you. You want him recording the transaction. When you walk up to someone else's porch, you're on their property. They have a right to record you on their property. But setting up the camera across the street on a telephone pole surreptitiously, I do believe that's different. That could just be me. Could just be me. Law enforcement has a long history of blurring the lines of privacy with modern recording technology. Politico detailed how Ring handed over a full day's worth of camera footage against a man's will in order to convict his neighbor of a crime. The network of Ring cameras also was used by law enforcement for years to obtain footage of criminals without search warrants. Invasive searches of private property typically require law enforcement to obtain a search warrant. In this case, VA officers received a tip that the man was not actually disabled. So they went ahead with recording his house without getting a warrant. Now, in the old days, they would have just sat in a car and staked his house out. Be guys sitting in a car. And that's a little less intrusive than guys mounting a camera on a pole across from your house to just sit there and record it all day long. The court argued that was okay because anyone walking by his house could see what the camera saw. Yeah, but they're not recording it necessarily. They're just walking by. Most people walking past your house are not sitting there for 2 months straight. Recording the outside of your home for months on end can paint a pretty intimate picture of your life. The man argued that this allowed law enforcement to learn his habits, understand when he entered and exited his home, and who came into his house. The case sets a precedent around how cameras can be used by law enforcement and clearly defines what federal agents can record and also what is considered a reasonable expectation of privacy. According to this case, the front of your home is not private at all. And I've seen people argue and say, you know, if you want privacy, close your drapes. Well, you know something? I have a house, right? Hypothetically, let's assume I have a house. And let's assume people can walk by and look and see the front of my house. Okay, but they're doing that from the sidewalk, which they're allowed to do. Let's suppose one day I look out there and a guy has set up a tripod and a stool. And on his tripod is this big device. I don't even recognize it. And he's got it aimed right through my front window. And I go walking out there, I go, hey, dude, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm just watching your house. I go, what is this thing? And he goes, oh, this is a high-powered telescope connected to a video recorder. I'm video recording everything that's happening here. And attached to it is a night scope. And attached to that is a thermal imaging scope. So I can actually see into your house if the drapes are open at night. If somebody walks through in pitch black, I get them on my thermal imaging camera. And if they walk through in low light, I get them on this other camera. And of course, it's broad daylight out. I get to watch you with this big old reflector lens. So I'm just watching your house from a public space. There's nothing intrusive or creepy about this at all. Now, again, there is a sidewalk in front of my hypothetical house. People are allowed to use it for the purposes to which sidewalks are put. But does that include staking out my house to the point where you can actually see into it? And you're going to say, but Steve, close your curtains. So now you're telling me I've got to live in a house with all the curtains drawn to protect me from one person who could be a government agent with all kinds of high-tech equipment. And because the equipment exists does not mean that it's fair game to use. And so I obviously understand that's a crazy example I'm using there. But the police here apparently put the camera, I believe, on a light pole or an electrical pole across the street. Electrical poles are often tall. And like I said, what if they put it at the top of the pole and could see into his backyard despite the fact he has a privacy fence? What if they can see into the upper floor of his house if the shades aren't drawn? And following this through to its logical conclusion, to be on the safe side, you should live in your house with all the shades drawn and even if you've got a privacy fence, assume that you're being filmed at all times because it could be happening. It could be. So I find this troubling. I do find this troubling. And the fact that cameras are everywhere does not make it okay because, like I gave the examples earlier, a police officer walks up to you. He's wearing a body cam. You can see it. It's right there. And you want him to be wearing a body cam or her. And you walk up to a house with a Ring camera. You're already on their property, and you can probably tell by now if it's a Ring camera or not. Okay, so that's, you know, that's different. But when you're in the privacy of your own home, you don't expect that somebody's got equipment out there that's surveilling the front of your house for months on end. Months on end. And I know some people are going to say, Steve, this guy's ripping the government off if, in fact, he didn't have a disability, he's collecting disability benefits. I agree with you that once in a while, there are people out there who break the laws. I talk about it all the time here. And there is a right way to go about it and a wrong way to go about it when you're trying to catch them. And in the old days, they would go around and speak to people and say, have you seen him doing things that demonstrate he's not disabled? Or, like I said, they'd sit in a car down the street and stake out the house that way. But it's a little less intrusive when there's people sitting in a car down the street than, again, when you set up this camera just to film constantly. So again, that might be a distinction that some people don't see. That's fine. This is a society where we can disagree. But I tend to think that the government in particular needs to be watched, figuratively speaking, when it comes to how they surveil us. Because don't forget that the government's got drones, for instance. I'm talking about military drones. The government's got drones that can fly so high that you don't know they're up there. And they can sit there and take photographs so that they can actually, I don't know, read this paper if I was outside. Do we want them using those things flying overhead just looking for crimes and looking for stuff at all times? Do we want that? And I, for one, would vote no. You can vote yes. Again, this is democracy. Sadly, they don't put this to a vote. Who decides these things? The courts. The 10th Court of Appeal right now is saying that the feds can film your front porch for 68 days without a warrant, and they say your privacy is already diminished due to the proliferation and ubiquitousness, of video cameras throughout society. So, Mike, thanks for sending it. Max, Well, Zeph wrote that for Gizmodo.com. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Happy people don't have the best of everything. They make the best of everything.